In the previous shiurim, I had mentioned that whenever one finds a concept that's relevant for Shabbos, one always has to ask themselves, is this uniquely true regarding Shabbos as a function of Melechetz Machsheves, or should one assume, for example, that this really is reflected even in the other mitzvot HaTorah as well? And one of the critical sugyas that you find that's relevant to this issue is the case of Misasek. This is a Gemara that you find in Krisus on Daf Yudes, where the Gemara discusses a case where a person performs an Aveira without realizing at all that he's doing so. Different from a typical case of Shogeg, where a person knows exactly what he is doing, but Omer Mutter, he doesn't realize that that is Aser. But if you were to ask the person, did you have in mind to do that which was done, he would tell you, certainly yes, but is there anything wrong with it? In a case of Misasek, it lacks Kavanah Samaisa, a person does not even realize the activity, the consequence of that which he is doing. And Shmuel has two statements on that very daf in Krisus and daf Yotes that seem to contradict. On the one hand, Shmuel tells us the following: Misasek bechalavim varayos chayiv shekein nehne. If it's a case of arayos, if it's a case of machalos asuros, a person goes in and eats chaylev without even realizing that that is chaylev. Not that he knows he's eating chaylev, that he doesn't realize that that is forbidden. He doesn't even realize that he's doing so. He thinks what he is eating is shuman. In such a case, one would have argued that maybe he's exempt from a karban. The Gemara says no. That's an exceptional case because shekeinene, he's deriving benefit, pleasure from that activity, and therefore he is not amazed, but he is chayiv a karban. The other extreme, Shmuel tells us, is Misasek on Shabbos is Potter, because, after all, Melechus Machsheves, as for Torah. As we've often mentioned, Rashi writes in Beis and Daf Yud Gimel, that's what the Targum writes on that pasuk, Melechus Machsheves requires that it must be a professional craft, Melechus Umnus. Certainly when a craftsman sets out to accomplish his goal, he certainly is well aware of that which he is doing, and therefore Misasek on Shabbos is Potter, because Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah. Those two statements of Shmuel give rise to the obvious question, why is it necessary to have two exceptions? Chalav Varayos is exceptional that you're Chayiv, and Shabbos is the Yotzim in a cloud that you are Potter? And what would happen if it's neither Chalav Varayos nor Shabbos? Is Misasek Chayiv or is Misasek Potter? A person tells you, for example, do me the favor of slaughtering my animal, and you do so certainly having in mind this is an animal which is chulin, and all of a sudden he tells you, oh, by the way, that was a karban, and now this was an act of shchutei chutz. What is the halacha of misasek, which is neither chalavim, nor arayos, or Shabbos? This is an issue that Tosus discusses, they're not sugyan krisus, Tosus as well, and Shabbos and Dav, ayin hei. And Tosos writes the following chiddush, that you know there are various types of misasek. B'chol haTorah kula, the example is misasek is heter to isin. A person thinks he's doing something that is absolutely mutter, and it turns out that is not true. I see a fruit, and I think that fruit is already severed from the tree. And I go ahead and I pick it up, and lo and behold, it's a low-lying branch, and I just detached it from its source. If you were to ask the person that what did you have in mind, did you intend to do an act of kotzer, he would tell you, certainly not, but lo and behold, that is what happened. That's a case of heter to isser. That would be true, b'chol haTorah kula. And for that, you don't require Melechus Machsheves. Tosus writes the following chiddush, but what about isser to isser? What happens if, you know, I see there's a particular fruit, an orange that I desire, and I intend to go ahead and to pick that orange on Shabbos, knowing very well that it's an act of kotzer, and lo and behold, I reach and I pick the apple instead of the orange. I intended to do an act of kotzer. I did an act of kotzer, but you know what? My intent was not carried out. I certainly did not go ahead and detach the desired fruit. That's a case of misasek, which is quite different. That's one of iser to iser. But b'chol haTorah kula, in such a case, one would be chayiv, a korban, however, not on Shabbos, because even that lapse of awareness cannot be called Melechus Machsheves. So that's the chiddush that Tosus writes. Misasek b'chol haTorah kula is limited to tetes iser. When it comes to Shabbos, even if you intended to do a melacha, and you did that melacha, but your intent was not fully carried out, even that is considered to be potter min hakarban. Rabbi Kiveger disagrees with Tosus, and Rabbi Kiveger gives a very different explanation to that apparent contradiction regarding Misasek. Rabbi Kveger raises the following question. Misasek, typically speaking, is not chayiv a karban. But is it an avera or is it not? If a person violates an avera b'mezid, obviously, that is an avera. The shogig also is an avera. What happens if a person violates an avera through misasek? What happens if a person, for example, violates an avera as a result of an ones? Good, ones rachmana patre. You're not chayiv even a karban. But is it an avera or is it not? Rabbi Kveger raises this issue in the Tshuvas and Simen Ches, is misasek considered to be an avera? Rabbi Kveger in the Chedushim, in the very beginning of the third parak of Ksuvas, raises the same issue when it comes to ones rachmana patre. Merely a pur karban, or is it considered to be that which even lacks a mais avera at all? And here Rabbi Kveger writes the following chiddush, that there are three halachos. B'cholot ha-rakula. The norm and two exceptions. B'cholot ha-rakula, my example, for example, of Shchut Echutz, Nisasek is an Avera, but you're potter min ha-karban. Chalav v'arayos is exceptional, that you're chayiv ha-karban. When it comes to Shabbos, well look, if it lacks Meleches Machsheves, then it's not simply an Avera in your potter min ha-karban, but rather on Shabbos, Misasek min ha-Torah is not considered to be an Avera at all. And that's Rabbi Kveger's answer to the two exceptions of Shmuel. Typically, yes, an Avera, but no Karban. Chalav v'arayos, you are chayiv shekei nehene. However, when it comes to Shabbos, it is not even called an Avera at all. And what difference does it make whether it is an Avera or whether it's not an Avera? Rabbi Kveger writes a fascinating difference based on the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Chavav. The Gemara describes as follows. A person is sitting, and he doesn't even realize that there is a heavy object, a rock, for example, on his lap. And all of a sudden, he just stands. So the Gemara tells us the following. If he stands and it causes the rock to roll and it breaks the kli, in such a case, a person is chayiv. Because Adam Mu'adola means you're responsible for that, even if you did not intend to go ahead and do so. But you caused that damage, and therefore, you're considered to be chayiv. On Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, that you would not be chayiv. After all, if you stand, and all of a sudden, without even realizing it, the object rolls, and even if this occurs in Rishus HaRabim, and it rolls Dal Ramos, or it rolls right out from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim, you are not chayiv, because after all, that is considered to be misasek. So in Nezikin, you are chayiv, on Shabbos, you are potter. One could have understood the Gemara as, you know, two very different cases. If you stood up on Shabbos and it rolled, then you're potter on Shabbos. If on Thursday you stood up and it rolled and broke a kli, then you're considered to be chayiv. Not Rabbi Kveger writes, it's one in the same case. One in the same case. It's Shabbos. You stood up. All of a sudden that rock that was on your lap started to roll and it broke a kli. It broke a kli on Shabbos. You know what the chiddush of the Gemara is? That you're chayiv b'tashlumin. Why are you chayiv b'tashlumin? Can't I apply the principle of kimay b'derabamine? If a person is mechal Shabbos, in the course of doing so, he causes damage, so he is potter min ha-tashlumin. If a person is chayiv misa, he's potter min ha-tashlumin. What if it happened b'shogeg? That's tam rebechizki. Chayiv misa shogegin, p'tur min ha-tashlumin. What if it happened not b'shogeg? What if it happened as a result of misasek, absolute misasek? That's Rabbi Kveger's Kiddush. Since Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, it is not even called an Avera. If it's not even called an Avera, you can't invoke the principle of Kimeder Amine. And therefore, you would be chayiv to pay for the kli. Not only if this happened on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'd be chayiv to pay for the kli even on Shabbos. And you cannot argue that simultaneous with the damage was an act of chil. That was not called Chil Shabbos at all, because Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. That's Rabbi Kveger's Kiddush. And what is resolved by this chiddush? Rabbi Kveger is bothered by the following. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, in Taf Lamed Aleph and Taf Mem Ches, and you look there at the Pirush of the Nesivos, Makor Baruch, the Nesivos is bothered by the following difficulty. Chometz she'avla v'Pesach. Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Min HaTorah, Midrabanan. We don't assume like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Chometz she'avla v'Pesach is forbidden Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah. And therefore, any chametz that existed is osur la'achar haPesach. That's Rabbi Yudushita. Just as the Torah says chametz is forbidden on Pesach, regardless of who owns this chametz, you can't eat this chametz, if it's even chemtz or shanachri. The same thing is true when it comes to chametz shla'achar haPesach. Any chametz that existed, it wouldn't help to sell it to the guy. It would help that you don't violate Bayram by Matzeh, but you know what, you still can't use the chametz after Pesach. Because chametz is aser on Erev Pesach, and chametz is aser during Pesach, and chametz which existed on Pesach is aser la'achar Pesach. We don't pass them like Rabbi Yudah. We assume like Rabbi Shimon Shita that chametz la'avah Pesach is only a knas d'rabbanan. Why a knas? Because of the violation of Bayira and Bayimatzeh. And that's why if it was owned by a guy during Pesach, no one violated Bayira and Bayimatzeh, and therefore it is not Chametz Sha'ora Pesach, Ar Mechiras Chametz, Rabbi Shimon Shita, that Chametz Sha'ora Pesach is a Knas Rabbanan because someone violated by Rabbi Matzeh. We assume la halacha that that is a very chamur Knas, in the sense, you know, certain Knasos only apply to the one who violated the Avera. We assume la halacha that Chametz Sha'ora Pesach applies to everyone. If a Jew violated by Rabbi Matzeh, that Chametz is aser for anyone's use after Pesach. And the Mechaber writes that, you know what? That Chomesh La'aba Pesach is forbidden even if it was bishogin. Even if it was absolutely inadvertent. The person doesn't even realize that he was doing so. So what exactly does that mean? What is the case of shogin? Well, if the case of shogin is as follows. You go over to the person and you say, do you realize that you had all this Chomesh during Pesach? And he says, of course I knew that. Is there anything wrong with that? And you tell him, of course, Bayram Bay Matzeh. And he responds, Omer Mutter. He never heard of Bayram Bay Matzeh. Well, in that case, that's a shogeg, Omer Mutter. But the way it's depicted in Shulchan Aruch is the following. Not only that case, all of a sudden, right, you open up your drawer after pay, and lo and behold, right, there's chametz that you didn't even realize was there at all. Even that would be usher because of Chomesh Lava Pesach. So the Nesivas and Rabbi Kveger is barred. That's not a case of shogeg. That's a case where the person didn't even realize that he possessed Chomesh on Pesach. In other words, that's a case of misaseh. There wasn't even the mindset that I was doing so. And if that really is true, isn't it the chiddush that you can have a knas because an aver was violated, ba'ofen misasek. So Rabbi Kveger writes, that fits in very well, because there are three tiers of misasek. Misasek in chalam barayos is chayva karban shekein nehene. Misasek on Shabbos is not an aver because meleches machshavos osur Torah, and therefore you wouldn't apply the principle of kinevid rabinei. In every other area of halacha, misasek is an avera, even though there's no chiyuv, but it is an avera. So we understand very well how you can have a knas for an avera that was violated both in misaseik, because after all, misaseik is indeed a ma'is avera. And that's what Rabbi Kveger writes. Misaseik is, yes, called a ma'is avera. And that's why it's not surprising one could have a knas in that case. Right. Could be that there is such a possibility. There's a fascinating issue. Do you violate Bayram by Matzeh for Chomesh any other one? So there are three shitas in Rishonim. Yes, no, and it depends. Now that Tosus writes that no. Another Rishonim assumed that yes, Tosus says it's not Matzi Biyadcha, it's not Matzi Biyadcha. The other possibility is to assume that what do you mean? That yes, if you possess, you do. And the Ran writes a fascinating chiddush. The Ran on Daf Aleph and Daf Erev, Maseches Sukkim. The Ran writes, it depends where it was found. Interesting. It depends where it was found. Where was this chametz? All of a sudden, you open the drawer after Pesach, and lo and behold, where was this drawer? So, if this was a bathroom drawer, where there was no reason to assume that chametz should be there, the bathroom is a makom she'in machnisin bo chametz, then there's no violation of Bayram by Matzeh. But if this was a kitchen drawer, which the expectation was that you should have been more diligent, then you do violate Bayram by Matzeh. The Ran writes a very difficult line. Samcha Torah al HaChazakos. That's what the Ran writes in Daf Aleph and Daf Yeret. Then in the bathroom there's a chazaka that there was no chametz. In the kitchen there's a chazaka that there was chametz. You know what's difficult about that line? Samcha Torah al HaChazakos. Chazaka usually only applies when there is no way of ascertaining one way or another. The Gemara need end up base. All of a sudden you measure the mikveh is deficient. And I measured it last year, the mikveh was fine. And I don't know exactly when it turned over. When did the water go sufficiently down that it is not... So if you can tell, that's fine. You can't tell, there's no possibility of you, then you rely on a chazaka. Here, what do you mean, some chatar ala chazaka? That the chazaka was that there was no chametz in the bathroom? I opened the drawer and there it is. It appeared today. It wasn't there during Pesach. I know it was there during. No one entered between before Pesach and now. No, it's an interesting possibility of applying a chazaka in such a case, because we usually assume chazaka. So Rashi gave a lengthy shir describing as follows that you're chayav for bayan by matzeh when one is deficient in the mitzvah of tashbisu, and when a person sets out to go ahead and to engage in tashbisu at that point in time, a person can rely on the chazakos. So the chazaka is not that I know there was no chametz there during Pesach. The chazaka was that I wasn't obligated to do a bedik in that particular area, in which case maybe there isn't bayram by matzah. But yes, but the chiddush that Rabbi Kveger writes is that simply when it comes to shari surim, misasek is an avera, and therefore you can have a knas even if a person violated an avera, not menezid, not the shogeg, but even in a case of misaseg as well. Rabbi Kveger raises the following interesting issue. Now the Gemara has in Brachos and Daf Yutes a person who is standing in the public square and all of a sudden he realizes, you know, all he's wearing is a robe, and that robe is shatnez. So the Gemara writes, look, it's unfortunate, but shatnez is an issa deraisa, lo sase. And you cannot violate an isser lo sase bekum vese because of kvod habrios. Kvod habrios sometimes allows you to violate certain isurim, or because of kvod habrios, sometimes one could be exempt from the performance of a mitzvah. But you can't violate a lav min hatorah simply because of kvod habrios. And the Gemara says you have no choice. Poshto afilu b'shok. Even though it results in a certain measure of embarrassment, yeah, but this is a lo sase min hatorah. Rabbi Kveger writes the following. The guy's walking with this robe right in the public square. I know that it's shatnez. He doesn't know that it's shatnez, but I know that it's shatnez. Rabbi Kveger writes this mufurish in Iran that you have to inform him that that is shatnez, even though he's completely unaware of. Isn't that a case of misaseg? Yet, a person is obligated to inform another individual that he's violating an aveir, even though his mindset is, it's only considered to be, that which is misaseg. Isn't that an indication of the Kveger rights, that misaseg really is an aveir, and therefore you're obligated to lafush misura? But the Kveger rights, maybe not. Maybe that's like chalav and varayas, because shekain nene. If a person is getting physical benefit from, then misaseg certainly is considered to be in Aveira. If you look in your Yeridah, Shinai and Beis, what about the following? There is a Kohen who is sleeping in the house. And all of a sudden now, there's a mace, right? In that area. And the Kohen now is in the Olam HaMace, right? He's completely unaware that that is the case. The Shulchan Aruch writes that you're obligated to wake up that Kohen, right, in order to go ahead and to get him out of the ohel. Not mazed, not even shogeg. A case of misaseg. And yet you're obligated lafush misura. There it's hard to argue shekein nehena, a person in the earlier cases benefiting from wearing the shatnez, but not in the case of a person who finds himself in the ohel hameis. He's not benefiting from that aspect of duma. There Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested the following. Maybe that's exceptional as well. Why? Because a person is close proximity to, right, germs, a contagious disease. So you'll tell me, it's okay, he's unaware. Misaseg. But nonetheless, the effect of, the impact, will clearly be felt. Tum is not just a matter of Hetzer and Isser, the impact of the Tumah, the effect of the Tumah, that the Kohen now is in close proximity to Tumah. So that's something that a person, right, has to inform the Kohen because he has to distance himself from. We don't assume, oh, once you're Tumah, no problem, just remain Tumah. So therefore, Tumah in the Kohen, it's like an infectious disease. In such a case, therefore, you have to distance yourself. But maybe that's not such a good indication. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses the following. You know, in earlier times, you know, we have the pleasure, the luxury, everybody has their own sukkah. In earlier times, it wasn't so simple, right? There was a scarcity of a place in a sukkah. Now, what about the following possibility? You go to sleep, and once you're sleeping in the sukkah, I'll carry you out, right? Hopefully you won't wake up, and then I'll take my turn, and I'll go ahead and sleep. Lo and behold, you'll wake up outside of the sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, maybe that's not considered to be an aver of sleeping outside the sukkah of Dimisasek, with a complete lapse of awareness. And maybe it's not called Machshil Chavero if you're talking about something which is Misasek. But that's Rabbi Kaviger's issue. To what extent is or is not Misasek considered to be a Mais Avera, or is it not? The Nesivus writes the following Shiddush. Not like Rabbi Kaviger. The Nesivus writes as follows. Maybe Misasek is not a Mais Avera. Not a Mais Avera. Well, how can you have a knas, a Baliram by Motzei, Chomesh Lo Pesach, if it is considered to be Misasek? The Nesivus writes the following, because Misasek is not a Maisa Avera. Maisa Avera. You know what's unique about Baliram by Motzei? You don't need a Maisa Avera for Baliram by Motzei. Baliram by Motzei is a low sasei, but somewhat unusual. It's a low sasei, b'shev al taseh. You sit back and do nothing. You fail to rid your house of chametz, you violate. Baliram by Motzei doesn't require any act whatsoever. If you're dealing with something that requires an act, a maisa avera, we can discuss to what extent is misasek called a maisa avera or is it not. But if you're dealing with something, the Rambam writes is no malchus for Baliram by Motzei because it is alav sheh in b'maisa. You're dealing with an issa which is b'shev al taseh. So good, sit back and do nothing, you violate Baliram by Motzei. So therefore, you can't prove from there either way as to whether misasek is or is not considered to be a maisa avera itself. But that's the chiddush that Rabbi Kaviger points out. So therefore, to resolve that difficulty with Shmuel, Shmuel's two exceptions, Chalav Varayas is an exception in Chayiv, and Shabbos is an exception that you're a potter. So therefore, Tosus is possibility, Rabbi Kaviger is possibility, right? How is it that you resolve that interesting difference that Shmuel has? To what extent is it or not a Maisa Aver? One of the cases Rabbi Kaviger discusses is a Mishnah, right, in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Al Yetzei Chayit B'machto, Samach L'Chashecha. Samach L'Chashecha. Already in Erev Shabbos, the tailor should not go out with his needle, let's say embedded in his clothing, because we're afraid that, you know what, he's going to forget that it's there, and lo and behold, he will come to carry. What exactly is the case? What exactly are we afraid of? Well, look, if the case is that he's going to forget that he has the needle there ultimately, and he's going to walk out into the Rosh Hashanah, and all of a sudden now he's going to realize, you know what, I'm carrying the needle, but I'm not willing to part with that needle. Right? That's my valuable needle. Yeah, he's a tailor. Now these are his implements, his equipment. Now, so therefore, he'll continue to... That's amazing. Okay, I understand. Don't do it, because he'll be amazed. But Tosus is clear. Tosus writes, not necessarily. It's not that the person is going to realize and he's going to carry the mazid. You're not going to carry the mazid. We're just simply afraid he's not even going to realize it. He won't even realize he has it. So isn't that fascinating? You have a knas or a gzeira derabanan for fear that something will lead to misase. Don't even do it at Erev Shabbos because you may forget and end up carrying. And if I forget, that's not shogeg. I don't even realize that I'm carrying. That's a case of misasek. So you have a gzeira. Don't even do it on Friday afternoon because it may lead to misasek. Rabbi Kaviger writes, oh, maybe that indicates misasek is an avera. But Davi is difficult. Oh, this is Shabbos. This is Shabbos. This is not Shar Isurim. That's Rabbi Kaviger's whole deal. And on Shabbos, misasek is not even called Melechus Machsheva. So it's pretty surprising. You can have something precautionary on Shabbos for fear that it may lead to misasek. How could that be? So Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Tosus in Yuman, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where Tosus writes the following. We'll have to discuss this at length because there are many different applications of this principle, but it's a pretty important cloud that Tosus develops. We'll discuss, Mirtz Hashem, next week, the whole concept of a Davar She'eino Miskavim. Davar She'eino Miskavim. Davar She'eino Miskavim, Rabbi Shimon says, is Mutbe Chatzila, something unintended. Rabbi Yehuda says, Davar She'eino Miskavim is Asr. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Davar She'eino Miskavim is Asr on Shabbos. Min HaTorah, or Midrabah. So Tosus writes a great Chiddush, Yuman Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that how can anyone hold the Davar She'eino Miskavim is forbidden min HaTorah? How can you say that's true? If the Torah requires Meleches Machsheves, Meleches Umnus, a professional craft, how can you say that something that was accomplished without any intent is going to be forbidden min HaTorah? So you know what Tosus writes a Chiddush? You're right. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Yehuda says, that Davar She'eino Miskavim is Aser, it's an Iser Derabbanan, not an Iser Deraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Davar She'eino Miskavim is forbidden Midrabbanan, Rabbi Shim maintains it is Mutzah L'Chatchila. So Tosus now is bothered by the following. What's the basis of that machlokes? Look, if they both agree that Min HaTorah, Davar She'eino Miskavim is Mutter, why do they have to disagree Midrabbanan? You tell me they fundamentally disagree Min HaTorah, I understand. But if they're really in agreement that Davar She'eino Miskavim Min HaTorah is Mutter, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say, but nonetheless it's forbidden Derabbanan? Why does Rabbi Shimon maintain that, no, that's okay? So Tosus formulates a critically important principle. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the principle that Tosus says, you see from Rabbi Yehuda, that we pass like. And that's relevant for so many sugyas of Shabbos. Tosus writes the following principle. If you have an exemption, which is not unique to Shabbos, but it applies even when it comes to Shari Surim as well, it's mutter on Shabbos, and it's mutter in Shari Surim, so therefore that will very often be mutter v'chatchilo. There's no reason to create any Isser d'Rabbanan. But if you have something which in Shari Surim is forbidden min HaTorah, and the only reason it's mutter on Shabbos is because Shabbos is exceptional because of Meleches Machsheves, Midrabanan, we ignore Meleches Machsheves. Midrabanan, to phrase it differently, we equate Shabbos with Shari Surim. Midrabanan, we treat Shabbos like everything else. Even though Min HaTorah, you're right, the Torah has a higher threshold for Shabbos, but Midrabanan, we level the field. Whatever is typically true will be true of Shabbos. So therefore, what's the halach when it comes to Davar She'eino Miskavim outside of Shabbos, in Shari Surim? That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon maintains that Davar She'eino Miskavim is mutter in Shari Surim. The Gemara is full of cases according to Rabbi Shimon. There's nothing at all to do with Shabbos. The Gemara has in Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Gimel performing a bris nila where there's a negat saras on the area of the arla, and in an unintended fashion you happen to cut off the negat saras, a Davar She'eino Miskavim. The Mishnah has in Peretesa of Kilayim, right? Mochrei Ksus, right? The person who is modeling clothing. He is not wearing these clothes for any intent of Levisha, of pleasure, Hanos Levisha, right? It's the middle of the summer and he's modeling the winter line. So it's 100 degrees out and he's wearing, right, a fur coat of shatnez. So in such a case, Davar She'eino Miskavim, the Gemara writes. The Gemara has, Mizvachim Daf, Tzadi Aleph Mabez, Mizalfin Yayin Hagabe Ayishim, a person who offers a carbon of yayin, and the yayin is poured on the mizbeach, it may or may not result in extinguishing some of the flame of the mizbeach. Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbe. You're not allowed to do that b'chol. It's Davar She'eino Miskavim. Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Davar She'eino Miskavim is mutter, is not limited to Shabbos. It applies to shatnez, it applies to lo sichbe, it applies to negayim, it applies to nazirus. Rabbi Yehuda maintains in Shar Isurim, Davar She'eino Miskavim is an Isser Daraisa. An Isser Daraisa. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar She'eino Miskavim is mutter b'chol HaTorah kula, so therefore it's mutter b'chatchila on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar She'eino Miskavim is chayiv b'chol HaTorah kula. The only reason it's mutter on Shabbos min HaTorah is because of Meleches Machsheves. Midrabanan, we ignore Melachas Machshavas. We equate Shabbos with Shar Yisurei Torah. That's how Tosos understands the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's a fascinating principle. I'll give just one example. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Dabar Shini Miskaven, Mutter Min HaTorah. We discussed in earlier Shira, Melach HaShino Tzrich Legufa. Mutter Min HaTorah. Mutter Min HaTorah. But Rabbi Shimon, who we pass like, says that Dabar Shini Miskaven is Mutter. And Melach HaShino Tzrich Legufa is an Isser Derabana. But if both are Mutter Min HaTorah, Dabar Shini Miskaven and Melach HaShino Tzrich Legufa, so why does Rabbi Shimon say in one it's mutter lechatzchila, in another case it's pater avalasim? That's what passes in the halacha. Davar shenim iskaven is mutter. Melach shenim tzrich leguf is pater. You know what the answer is? Because davar shenim iskaven is a tur b'chalat Torah kula, and therefore there's no need for in issur derabanan. However, melach shenim tzrich leguf is the unique tur on Shabbos because of melachis machshavas. If you will have such a case in shari surim, that would be in issur. Daraisa, anything which is a p'tur of Melachas Machshavas, we ignore Melachas Machshavas Rabbanan, and that's how we assume that Melach HaShino Tzrich Leguf is not mutter, but rather it is pater avalasa, and that's an application of Tosfos's principle. Yeah. In which case? Right, an interesting issue. We assume that typical case of Davar Shini Miskaven is when it's not a p'sigration. If something would be a psikresha, so the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hey and Daf Kuf Gimel, Moder Rav Shem psikresha voyamus. Psikresha is considered to be aser. Yeah, I'll just give another example. The Shita Gobetzes writes, right? Ksuvas Daf Ayin Abayz, right? The Shita Yeshana. Psikresha. Is that an Issa Daraisa? Or is that an Issa Darabanan? The Gemara is explicit that psikresha is aser. It's psikresha, Issa Daraisa, and Issa Darabanan. So I would tell you that it's almost explicit in the Gemara that Psik Reish is an Issa Daraisa. But Achidish. No? Shitun Kubetes, Suvus, Tafeim, Adbeis, Ramas, Poshit, Yeshana, writes that Psik Reish and Shabbos is only an Issa Darabana. You know, you go over to the guy and say, didn't you realize that by doing A, invariably B would occur? And the guy honestly tells you, you know, I should have realized it. I should have realized it. If I would have given thought to it, I would have realized that, you know, I really wasn't thinking. I really didn't realize that by dragging that very heavy bench across the lawn, that I would have made a charis, and I would have broken up, right, the yard, broken up the grass. I didn't realize it. She said, that's just right. How can you call that melachas machshavas? How can you call that melachas machshavas? Because he should have realized it. You go over to a craftsman will tell you, I realized it. Not that I should have anticipated this would occur. So Shita Gobetzes writes a very great chiddush that Sikresha and Shabbos is only Nisa Derabanan because of Melachas Machshavas Asur Torah. So I would add to the list, next week we have a long list, so I would add to the list, next case. So that's another example. Sikresha in Shari Surim is forbidden in HaTorah. And the only reason Sikresh is Mutter Min HaTorah, Shita Gobetzes writes, is because of Melachas Machshavas on Shabbos. So it's not going to be Mutter, it's going to be Potter, because Midrabanan, we're going to ignore Melachas Machshavas and treat Shabbos like Shar Yisurei Torah. That's a further example that you have as well, of where Midrabanan, we're going to level the field. So that's true of Darshan Yiskavim, that's true of Melachas Machshavas Gufa, that's true of Sikresh. Rabbi Kivigarais, that's true of Misasek as well. The starting point is the Chola Torah Kula Misasek is an Avera. On Shabbos it's not, but that's exceptional. Because Melachas Machshavas Asur Torah. But you know what? Whenever you have something which is only a Ptur of Melachas Machshavas, that's never going to be Mutter. That's always going to be Potter. In other words, Midrabanan, we're going to treat Shabbos like Shar Yisurim. And therefore, in Shar Yisurim, Yisasek is an Issa Daraisa, the Psur Karban. So on Shabbos, we're going to treat it as though it's Usur as well. And therefore, you can have a Gzeira on Shabbos to avoid Yisasek. The only question Tosus deals with in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph is that called a Gzeira the Gzeira? That's what Tosus is bothered by. A gzeira that this will lead to misasek, but misasek itself is only usur because we're comparing Shabbos Midrabanan to Shar Isurim. So that's what Tosus debates, and Tosus says that's a machlokas Abayin Rava, whether that's called a Gzeira the Gzeira. But how can you have a Gzeira Ata Misasik if Misasik is not considered to be an Aveira? Well, that's Rabbi Kveger writes, because Midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shar Isurim. Tosus' distinction, getting back to the beginning of the Shir, was Heter to Isur as opposed to Isur to Isur, right? That B'chola Torah Kula Misasek is you intend to do that which is Mutter, and lo and behold, you ended up doing something that was Isur. On Shabbos, even if you intended to do Isur, and you ended up doing Isur, but you didn't carry through exactly with your intent. You intended to pick the apple, and you ended up picking the orange. You intended to do the Malach of Kotzer, and you actually did the Malach of Kotzer, but lo yisavin mashavasam. That is unique tour because of Malachas Machsheves Asratoi. With me, good. Rabbi Kveger raises the following kasha. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Perek Yates, the Sugya length increases the few testament days, has the following fascinating case. You have a bris milah on Shabbos. And the Moel makes a major error. Now, he did a bris on the wrong baby. The other baby was born either on Friday or on Sunday. You have a Shabbos baby, you have a Friday or a Sunday baby. And confusion, and he did the bris, right, on Shabbos, which was not day 8. If it's a Sunday baby, that's a real problem. No, that's a day 7 bris. If it's a Friday baby, it's a milah k'sheira, a day 9 bris, a milah shel bezmana, but milah shel bezmana is not doches haShabbos, not doches haShabbos. So the Mo says, look, this was absolutely accidental, absolutely accidental. So what exactly is the chiyuv? So Rabbi Eliezer says that you're chayiv b'karba, chilul Shabbos. This was not a milah which was doches haShabbos. And in such a case, in that instance, that you're chayiv a karban. And Rabbi Yeshua says you're patim in a karban for a different reason. There's a different ter karban, something which is called toeh bidvar mitzvah. A person who errs in the process of doing a mitzvah, and a further machlokis in the Gemara, is that only true if toeh bidvar mitzvah, the asa mitzvah, or toeh bidvar mitzvah, and even lo asa mitzvah? That would make a difference whether it's a Friday baby or a Sunday baby. If it's a Sunday baby, that's Torah mitzvah. Right, below asa mitzvah. It's a Friday baby, Torah mitzvah, below asa mitzvah. So, Rabbi Elazar says, Yerchai, the Kavar Yeshua says, you're not, it really depends on the details. So the Gemara raises the following question. The Gemara says, how can Rabbi Elazar say, Yerchai, the Karban? And why does Rabbi Yeshua say the only reason you're exempt from the Karban is because of Torah, Bar Mitzvah, and then the detail, Friday or Sunday? Isn't this misasek? Now, his intent is to do a mitzvah rab, and he ends up violating nisa daraisa, but isn't this a case of misasek? The Gemara says the following. Wait a second. What malach are we talking about here? Now, a bris mila, wounding. That's called chovel, wounding, drawing blood. It's not clear what malach that is. There are 5 days in Rishon, and that isn't like Tosus, the Tilas and Shema. The Gemara says, Chovel, Hoil umekalkel dechabura chayiv, misasek nami chayiv. Well, we discussed that last week. Now the Sugya Shabbos Kuvav. Hoil umekalkel dechabura chayiv, misasek nami chayiv. Well, there's no tour of misasek when it comes to Chovel. Because Chovel by itself doesn't really require the full level of Meleches Machsheves. Because Chovel is not really a constructive, a productive act. So since mekalkel is chayiv, you don't require the same level of malachas machsheves, misasek nami chayiv. So therefore, since there's no degree of malachas machsheves, so therefore, misasek is chayiv. Rabbi Kveger raises the following kasha. This is Rabbi Kveger in the Mishnayis, in Perek Yutes of Shabbos. Well, those are the Mila. The Tosus Rabbi Kveger on the side of the Mishnah. Rabbi Kveger writes the following. Wait, what did Tosa say? There are two different types of misasek. Heter to Isser and Isser to Isser. Heter to Isser, you don't need Meleches Machsheves. Heter to Isser is true,
The only time you have to come on to Malachas Machsheves is Isser to Isser. But if it's Heter to Isser, you don't need Malachas Machsheves. That's Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kulos. So we're talking about a case where the Mole was engaging in a mitzvah rabba, Bris Milah on Shabbos, and he ended up violating Isser D'Araisa. Isn't that a case of Heter to Isser? And the Gemara says, no, Misasik isn't relevant here because Chovel doesn't have the same threshold of Malachas Machsheves. This is not a Misasik of Malachas Machsheves. This is a Misasik of Heter to Isser, even more than Heter to Isser. A mitzvah to an Isser. A mitzvah to an Isser. In which case, this should be like Kol HaTorah Kulos. You don't require Malachas Machsheves and Kol HaTorah Kulos. So therefore, there should be a case of Nisasi. That's Rabbi Kadeka's kasha against Osis. Here's the case of Heter Tisir. In the Gemara, it's Malachas Machsheves Osisar. What I would suggest is the following interesting issue. Rabbi Kadeka alludes to this distinction. Is that so simple? That the mistake between a Shabbos baby and a Friday baby or a Sunday baby is a case of Heter to Isser. Heter to Isser, classically, like Tosu says, is that, you know, I don't even realize that this fruit, right, is connected to a branch at all. It looks like it's sitting on the ground. And therefore, when I go ahead and I reach for it, I didn't think that that was an act of Kotzer at all. And lo and behold, there was a low-lying branch, and that was an act of Kotzer. Here, interesting, no? Bris Milah undeniably involves a malacha of Shabbos. But the Torah tells us that Bris Milah is doche es haShabbos. Dechias Yisurim. Is Dechias Yisurim called Heter to Isser? Or is that called Isser to Isser? And maybe one could suggest that maybe that depends on whether Milah on Shabbos is Hutra, or whether Milah on Shabbos is Duchuya. And Tosus assumes in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed that Bris Milah on Shabbos is only Duchuya. The Isser is there. It's just that the mitzvah Bris Milah overrides. But in principle, the Isser is present. That's a very important sheet of Tosus, that Milah on Shabbos is only Duchuya. It's important for two reasons. It's important because Milah on Shabbos is only Duchuya, but the Vilna Gaon points out, Yeradei Reish Samach Vav, that it's very important for another reason as well, because one of the sources of pikuach nefesh is, well, look, if tikun eiver echad, Bris Milah is doches haShabbos, so hatzalas kol haguf certainly is doches haShabbos. If pikuach nefesh is derived from Bris Milah, then the heter of pikuach nefesh cannot exceed the heter of Milah on Shabbos. In which case, if Milah on Shabbos is only Duchuya, maybe Pikuach Nefesh also is only considered to be Duchuya as well. That's what the Gaon comments, that the Bris Milah case is critical, not only for there, but also for Pikuach Nefesh. And Tosu Sashita is Milah on Shabbos is only considered to be Duchuya. If it's Duchuya, in principle, it means that this there is present. Although the Torah tells us Milah Bismana is Doche as the Shabbos. If in principle the Isser is present, maybe this is a case of Isser to Isser Misaseh. And Isser to Isser Misaseh requires the Ptur of Malachas Machsheves. And that's exactly what the Gemara writes in Krisus and Daf Yotes, that here there's no Ptur of Malachas Machsheves, because Hoel Umetalko Bechabur Chayev Misaseh Nami Chayev, and therefore according to Rabbi Eliezer you're Chayev HaKarban, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, or not, but only because of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. It's a fascinating deal in terms of how we understand the concept of Misasek, what is relevant to Chalav Varayos, what is relevant to Shari Suri, and what is relevant when it comes to cases of Shabbos. And I have to discuss Mirtz Hashem next week. All right, the broader understanding of Shabbos. When you have an exemption which is based on Malachas Machsheves, then Yidrabani, you know that's going to be awesome. When you have something that reflects the typical halacha b'chol HaTorah Kulos, like Davar Shem Yisgaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, so in such a case, that could be that which is mutar b'chatchima. Midrabanan, we ignore meleches machsheves, as Tosfos writes, we equate Shabbos with shar isurei Torah.
Take the food.